Major League Baseball is back, COVID-19 permitting, scheduled to open up the weekend of July 23rd. Tigers will invite 60 players. They'll have that taxi squad, which will give them a chance to have like a three-week minor league summer training. Dan Hasty is voice of the Tigers Class A farm affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps. And I mentioned yesterday he was tweeting out photos from Traverse City that baseball is really back in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, go figure. The first place allowed in the state of Michigan to play baseball happened to be up in Traverse City, where the Traverse City Pit Spitters, we talked about them a couple of shows ago, about the fact that they're starting up kind of a Traverse City pod as a division of the Northwoods League. They were there last year, but because of COVID-19, they've added two more teams, and they're essentially going to play each other in kind of a three-team cycle, much like that league outside of Metro Detroit kind of started up a couple of years ago. So that's their plans, and they had their first practice yesterday.
When's their first game?
July 1st, so next Wednesday. Wow. The Pit Spitters will be playing, and assuming everything goes off without a hitch, they'll have a television broadcast as well through the Northwoods League television network, and so they'll be up and running come Wednesday.
Now, how many fans are going to be allowed in to those games involving this summer league and those two pods that you talked about before, Kalamazoo and also up in Traverse City? How many fans allowed in? Because I know the northern region is in phase five. We're in phase four in the lower part of Michigan. So how many fans in each game, max?
500. That's the plan. So 500 fans in Traverse City for all games. And I guess they had just an unbelievable amount of call volume and tickets because they put them on sale yesterday. And basically, they had their phones just ringing off the hook. So they're going to go 500. And basically, it'll be kind of, if you look at a big grid of seats, you'll have a family that's able to sit on both ends of a row of seats. And then in the row behind them, a family can sit in the very middle. So they'll have the whole row to themselves. And they'll kind of alternate that all the way back.
How is Fox Sports Detroit not doing that game on Wednesday for the first baseball game back in the state of Michigan? I think there would be incredible interest. I do.
I think there's going to be. And, you know, we've already gotten some early numbers as to subscribers to that new television network for the Northwoods League. And there's already some rumors about possibly a local regional sports network having some interest in that. So especially if Major League Baseball doesn't play, you know, the fact that we might have real actual competitive baseball games in the state of Michigan, even if it's not yet the Tigers coming up less than a week from now, I think people are going to be wanting to watch that.
Yeah, right around a holiday week. I'm really surprised on short notice that like a local TV station in Traverse City hasn't said, we're going to go televise the game and then have Fox Sports Detroit. They don't have to provide the production costs and they would pick it up. For the first game or two, that first weekend, I think there's real interest. It was kind of like when the Korean baseball, professional baseball league started, and I watched it for a while. I haven't really watched it since. I did love when they had all the teddy bears in the fan seats behind home plate, the stuffed animals. That was cool. It was better than the blow-up dolls at the other game. So I think they upgraded from blow-up dolls to stuffed animals. And did you see what I think it was the Giants are going to do? This is pretty cool when baseball comes back, that the season ticket holders can send in a photo, and the Giants are going to do a cardboard cutout. I think they might have to pay a stipend. But your photo will be put in your chair where you would normally sit. So when you're watching a Giants game, let's say, you know, COVID-19 allows baseball to come back, you would have all these cardboard cutouts. And I think it's a smart idea because it will look like the place isn't empty on the TV shots.
Yeah, that's very cool. And good on the Giants for thinking out to do that. I do think that if you are a season ticket holder, you should have the option to put yourself in a photo or anyone who you prefer. That's just my personal opinion. I think it's more fun that way.
Yeah.
So like if somebody called me and I said, oh, you know what? Here's a photo of Bill Simonson. Could you put him on there?
like a bad sixth grade photo or something.
Yeah, like mess with your buddies. Like give them like the most embarrassing photo of one of your friends. Let it go on TV. You know what I mean? So I digress. But, you know, about the Traverse City pod, one of the cool things, and I know you'll appreciate this because you're all across the state of Michigan, is that the guys playing on these teams, it is a collegiate league. These are best players from colleges, and a lot of those are made up from local schools. I mean, we see a lot of Hillsdale, we see Grand Valley, we see Davenport, Wayne State. There's just a lot of different places locally that have had standout baseball players that are now coming up to spend their summer in Traverse City.
Dan Hasty, voice of the Tigers, Class A farm affiliate, the Western Michigan Whitecaps. Are you calling some of the Traverse City Pit Spitters games?
That's the plan. I'm planning on being up there for the opener next week, and then maybe a couple of games after that.
That's awesome.
So I'll probably get up there for maybe a couple of weeks, do a handful of games, and then come back home for a little while so my wife and I can have our first child. That's the bigger plan and the bigger priority coming up in about 5 weeks from now. But for the next 2 weeks, yeah, it'll be all baseball.
It's a big Hasty summer. That's what they have going on with the Hasty family. Major leaguers are going to get tested next week. Report, I think, July 3rd, 23rd, that weekend of the 24th, opening weekend, the return of Major League Baseball, the start of the 2020 season. Tigers, there's interesting conversation from Al Avila, what he said in that virtual press conference, to the reality of, okay, it's 60 games. Could Gardenhire get that team good enough to contend or be respectable? And also, what youngsters have 60 players? They'll get all their top minor league prospects, including Torkelson, if he signs, that will be there working out for 3 weeks. But what are the young names in order, you think, Dan Hasty, that have a legitimate chance to be in the big leagues for the shortened season, for the most part of it, with the Tigers?
So I'll throw a caveat to this. I think the right way to go about this, and I think this is the way the Tigers will at least begin this 60-game season if it does, in fact, get off the ground, I think they're going to try to essentially use the horses that they intended to use to start this season, the original 25. I mean, that does not include the Casey Mizes, Matt Mannings, and Derek Skubals of the world. But if these guys come out of the gate, say with a record of 10-10, you get 30 games in, you're 15-15, then you think about it from this angle, nothing is guaranteed in the years ahead. I mean, this rebuild could be all for nothing. And if at any point there is a window of time in which you can have success, I'd say go for it. Because again, you know, over the course of 162 games, usually the tortoise wins and not the hare. But in this case, anybody who starts well is going to put all hands on deck. And in the Tigers' case, yeah, if they end up even 500 through the first 20 to 30 games, that's when I say you go for it. You bring up the kids, you piggyback off of the normal pitchers and whoever else needs to essentially get booted out of a starting job. Maybe you add a couple of arms to the bullpen to help there if that's what they need. And just go for it, because it's been such a long time since we've had competitive baseball with the Tigers. I mean, the last time was 2016, where a Tigers game relatively even mattered. So, yeah, go for it. Nothing is guaranteed, and if you have a shot, just take it.
We've all been screaming, media and fans, that, hey, play the young guys. It'll give me a reason to watch the Tigers. Well, now with the short season, and I agree with you, I think you go for 30 games. You see if you're going to have any shot at making the shortened season playoffs. And if you don't, you use that final 30 games to showcase your youngsters out of your farm system.
Right. And think about it from this angle, too. If they do have any kind of success with the Michael Fulmers or Matthew Boyds of the world, and say that they don't play particularly well, say after, you know, 25 games, the Tigers are sitting there somewhere around 7-18, but Matthew Boyd has pitched well and Michael Fulmer has pitched well, there's still going to be a trade deadline and there's still going to be opportunities for the Tigers to continue to accelerate their rebuild. And because of the shortened season, this is going to be one of the easiest opportunities to do that. So really, in a shortened season like this, it does take the sting off having to watch your favorite team lose upward of 100 games. So they're going to have opportunities to either A, get this rebuild kickstarted even faster, Or they might even just go for being competitive this year. I don't see a wrong way to go about it.
Last year at the end of May, which was close to 60 games, 55 to be exact for the Tigers, they were 22-33. So that's 55 games, close to that 60 number. You're right, though. What if they go on a run and they're 15-5 to start this, and now they're believing they could get to the playoffs? What if the Tigers, through a shortened season of 60 games, end up world champions?
Then there are going to be a couple of people who made lots and lots of money in Vegas.
Well,
that's what that'll make.
I'm looking forward to seeing the young guys. And the minute they're out of it, which would probably be, you know, gosh, I don't know, is it 15 games out, whatever it is, and you just look at it and say it's not going to be realistic, then, you, like you said, you can trade to some of the contenders, maybe surprising teams who are pushing for a playoff spot. And I look forward to the games against the Central, the games against the NL Central. I welcome baseball back. The one thing, though, where COVID-19 is 3 weeks from now will be the biggest factor. Not talent.
No doubt about it.
Not talent, not minor leaguers versus journeyman major leaguers, not Fulmer coming back, not the managing a Ron Gardenhire. The most important thing to watch during these 3 weeks of summer training, where COVID-19 goes in terms of critical cases, and if fatalities start to rise, they're going to shut down sports. Plain and simple.
And the biggest thing on top of all of that is, is it such a high rate where the hospitals are back in the
and that would be critical.
Handle it.
That would be critical. Yep. If you get to the critical
stage, if they
stage.
Can't handle it, then you're talking about a huge liability for billions of dollars.
Won't happen.
For that sport.
Won't happen. Well, if you get to that point, and we can all pray we don't. Dan Hasty, you'll hear him on the Northwoods TV network, which is bigger than Fox Sports Detroit, north of like Cadillac. For our listeners on 93.7 FM, Cadillac to Traverse City. Traverse City Pit Spitters Baseball Summer Amateur League is back Wednesday. It'll be Wednesday, July 1st. Yeah, wow. 4th of July week. Dan, keep the photos coming. It was cool to see players taking BP. And good luck on the call. And good luck with the baby and the big, hasty summer. That's going to be awesome. Okay?
Always a pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me.
All right, Dan Hasty. Yeah.